Now, a new childcare charter and public campaign calling for universal childcare in Northern Ireland is being launched today. As a matter of fact, it's been launched at the Long Gallery up at Parliament Buildings. The Childcare for All initiative is led by Employers for Childcare and the Women's Resource and Development Agency. It's been backed by some of the biggest children's charities in Northern Ireland, including the likes of Save the Children, Barnardo's, Early Years, and all of those groups that you hear about quite often on the radio and television, of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions as well. So it's, you know, it's being well and truly subscribed to. I see the Northern Ireland Rural Women's Network are part of it, the Women's Forum NI, the Reclaim the Agenda team, everyone like that. Now, I want to speak indeed to Kelly Turtle, who is from the Women's Resource and Development Agency, about this rather powerful coalition that has been put together in relation to setting up a new childcare charter. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Kelly, why do we need this charter? Why is everyone coming together at this point in time?
Well, the reason we're coming together is that this coalition represents many, many years of work on childcare from all of those organisations. Certainly in the women's sector, we have been working on the issue of childcare for decades because childcare is essential to creating a more equal society, a society where child poverty is reduced, where gender equality is reached because more women can go back into work and can work to the fullest of their potential because their childcare needs are supported by the state. And basically, we're all coming together to say we have had enough of the lack of action on childcare in Northern Ireland. And at this point in time, we're watching developments in Great Britain where there's been a statutory duty for a number of years now for the government to tackle the issue of childcare. But we don't have that in Northern Ireland. And families here are losing out, for example, on free childcare hours that families in England are getting. So we're hearing from parents who are saying, we pay the same taxes, we're part of the same system, and yet we can't access the childcare support that we need to be able to work and to be able to provide for our families.
So are the employers for childcare vouchers and whatever not available here?
Those supports are available across the UK, although it is interesting that there's been recent attempts by the government to stop the voucher scheme and to move people on to a different scheme, which doesn't benefit all families. It actually would leave a lot of families worse off. But what we're talking about is universal childcare, which is a scheme that ensures every child in this place some childcare support as of right. So it's not about saying you'd have to be working a certain number of hours to qualify or meet a certain set of criteria, that the state would view childcare as a provision, just like the NHS, just like social care, that families need and families are entitled to. We're not saying that all of everybody's childcare bills should be totally paid for by the state. What we're saying is there should be some provision that all families can avail of so that they can make choices that they need to make about work. For a lot of women, that means just getting back into education. They might have been out of work for so long that they're not able to even get the time to go back into training. And we would have good examples in the women's sector where childcare is provided for free to enable people to get the services that they need to take that first step to get back on the ladder to work.
But it would all be means tested. You're hardly allowing some couple who have a joint income of about maybe 60 grand to have some form of free childcare.
Well, the scheme that they currently operate in England allows families of 3 and 4 year olds to access up to 30 hours a week of free childcare if they're both working full time.
Regardless of salary?
This is something that would benefit. There would be some people could access it under a means tested scheme as well if they were receiving certain benefits. This is about shifting our attitude to childcare to say it's something that all families need support with. And actually, from our
yeah, but Kelly, surely just to nail this one, surely someone who is say a barrister and the husband is a dentist and they're working all hours God sends, and they are making a king's ransom, and they have 3 little steps and stairs children. You hardly expect the state to pay for their childcare.
Well, we understand, particularly in the current climate in Northern Ireland, where it's very hard to get any budgetary commitments to anything, we understand that's not going to happen here. But what we want is a starting point. You're talking about potentially the end goal, where if you look at countries like Sweden and Norway, that absolutely is how childcare operates. The vast majority of people get at least 75% of their childcare paid for if they live in Denmark or they live in Sweden. But what we're talking about is just actually taking the first steps towards childcare being given the value that it deserves. Because currently in Northern Ireland, you can't access anything really that counts as free childcare other than the 12 and a half hours a week of nursery care that three and four-year-olds get, which actually explicitly says you can't use that as childcare. That's purely about operating within an educational system. It can't be used, for example, say a woman wanted to go back to work 2 days a week. She can't use those 12 and a half hours to cover those 2 days a week that she needs to go back to work. It still has to be spread across the week and operate within the education system. So what we're talking about is childcare that can just take that first step towards being a society that provides childcare for children as their right and that supports families to be able to thrive.
It is incredibly expensive, isn't it?
It is. Our partners in this, the Employers for Childcare organisation, publish an annual survey every year of the costs, and we see year on year that it is increasing. And that's part of the strength of this campaign, really. The public aspect of this campaign is that we're calling on parents to tell their story, because there isn't a family in Northern Ireland, hardly, that doesn't struggle on some level with paying their childcare bills. We have some of the most expensive childcare in Europe here in Northern Ireland, and yet we're in this position where there's very little state support.
If that state support that you're looking for was to come in, could relatives claim it from the state if they're looking after the children, granny or auntie or whoever?
Well, I think that would all have to be looked at. We're really keen to work with officials in the Department for Education who have jurisdiction for childcare to see what we could bring in. We do know that in Northern Ireland we have a bigger reliance on family childcare, which is called informal childcare, than there would be elsewhere in the UK. So we need a childcare system here that reflects the reality of Northern Ireland and how families do manage their childcare needs. For example, myself, I 100% rely on grandparents to provide childcare, which we completely rely on, and I wouldn't be able to work, or my husband wouldn't be able to work the hours that we do if we didn't have that. So that's our starting point, hearing people's stories, finding out what ways people are currently trying to manage, and then designing a childcare system that reflects that and that makes sure that everyone can have their childcare needs met in an accessible and affordable way.
Budgets aren't limitless, as we know from the health service and education and whatever. And what you're calling for is going to be, the end game would be incredibly expensive. Is there not an onus on families generally to look at what they can afford and welcome children into the world based on their cost to some extent, on what they can actually stretch to? So if they know they can bring up two children, but don't have seven or eight children when you know that there is no way you're going to be able to pay your way.
Well, there's quite a lot of government policy around in the UK at the minute that takes that view, things like the two-child cap on tax credits and universal credit, which is, I suppose, playing into the view that there are people who just keep on having children even though they can't afford them, and then they expect the state to step in. To be honest, the idea of these extra-large families is, if not a myth, it's certainly the minority. And the families that we speak to would say, look, you know, life happens. People have children. At some point in your life, you might be able to support all the children that you have. People lose jobs. People lose family members. We have to be able to respond to that. We can't have a situation where we just let people struggle by themselves because they haven't designed their family exactly the way the state would approve.
Well, it's a well-subscribed to debate. There's no question about that, and the charter being launched today on the new childcare charter and public campaign calling for universal childcare in Northern Ireland being launched today up at what might seem like an empty Parliament buildings. But thanks for coming on, Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Kelly Turtle from the Women's Resource and Development Agency. How tough is it for you? Do let us know. 02890 333 105. And of course, children, the greatest blessing that any family could have.